1 week later, as we returned from work, there, in the middle of the camp, in the upper plots, stood a black gallows. We learned that soup would be distributed only after roll call, which lasted longer than usual. The orders were given more harshly than on other days, and there were strange vibrations in the air. "Caps off!" the Lagar Älteste suddenly shouted. 10,000 caps came off at once. "Cover your heads!" 10,000 caps were back on our heads at lightning speed. The camp gate opened. An SS unit appeared and encircled us, one SS every 3 paces. The machine guns on the watchtowers were pointed toward the Appelplatz. "They're expecting trouble," whispered Juliak. 2 SS were headed toward the solitary confinement cell. They came back, the condemned man between them. He was a young boy from Warsaw, an inmate with 3 years in concentration camps behind him. He was tall and strong, a giant compared to me. His back was to the gallows, his face turned toward his judge, the head of the camp. He was pale, but seemed more solemn than frightened. His manacled hands did not tremble. His eyes were coolly assessing the hundreds of SS guards, the thousands of prisoners surrounding him. The Lagar Älteste began to read the verdict, emphasizing every word. "In the name of Reichsfuhrer Himmler, prisoner number, stole during the air raid, according to the law, prisoner number is condemned to death. Let this be a warning and an example to all prisoners." Nobody moved. I heard the pounding of my heart. The thousands of people who died daily in Auschwitz and Birkenau, in the crematoria, no longer troubled me. But this boy, leaning against his gallows, upset me deeply. "This ceremony, will it be over soon? I'm hungry," whispered Juliak. At a sign of the Lagar Älteste, the Lagar Kapo stepped up to the condemned youth. He was assisted by 2 prisoners, in exchange for 2 bowls of soup. The Kapo wanted to blindfold the youth, but he refused. After what seemed like a long moment, the hangman put the rope around his neck. He was about to signal his aides to pull the chair from under the young man's feet, when the latter shouted in a strong and calm voice, "Long live liberty! My curse on Germany! My curse! My—" The executioner had completed his work. Like a sword, the order cut through the air. "Caps off!" 10,000 prisoners paid their respects. "Cover your heads!" Then the entire camp, block after block, filed past the hanged boy and stared at his extinguished eyes, the tongue hanging from his gaping mouth. The capos forced everyone to look at him squarely in the face. Afterward, we were given permission to go back to our block and have our meal. I remembered that on that evening, the soup tasted better than ever.